Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Well, how wonderful it is to see how the Word performs itself and how Jesus dealt with spirits of infirmity, like in Luke 13:11, where he cast a spirit of infirmity out of a lady that had had it 18 years, and as Jesus said, it was put on her by Satan. Well, isn't it good news to find out that who our real enemy is and that in Jesus' name we have the power and we have the authority to do something about it? Well, praise God, I have someone on the telephone with me today for the show that has done something about it. She came reaching out to Jesus. I'd like to welcome Jackie Mashore to the show. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Everett.
Thank you for coming on with me, and I know you have a wonderful testimony on how Jesus has touched your life, but let me get a little information first, if I might.
Okay.
When was it you were became a born-again Christian?
As a child, I've always gone to church.
Okay.
I was probably 8 years old.
Well, that's way back then.
Yeah.
And so you grew as the years went by in the Word and all, and as most of us have, and of course we all keep constantly finding out it is a big book and there's lots in there for each of us as we will apply it in our lives. Well, Jackie, how was it that you happened to hear about this works of Jesus called deliverance? Who told you about this?
My stepdaughter and her husband heard about you, and they knew someone who had been to you, and it helped. And she more or less kind of twisted my arm and said, "You got to go over there, you know, and see Everett."
Well, it does sound a little strange. This works of Jesus, certainly to all of us, a little out of the norm for any of us. But, you know, if a guy gets tormented enough, I guess he or she's ready to try even things that sound a little different. And
mm-hmm. Well, she didn't give up. She was persistent, and I'm very thankful that, you know, she didn't just give up and accept me saying no or putting it off, you know.
Yeah. Well, you might share with the listeners, Jackie, what kind of things were bothering you that prompted you to come?
Well, I had been diagnosed with lupus, and I was, anybody that has lupus has ups and downs, but my downs had become much lower and longer than my ups, and I was really slowly declining in my health, and I was so sick, I was just kind of ready to try anything.
I remember the day you came in the office, Jackie, you had brought with you a list of tormented areas of your life. You were under pain quite a few areas, right?
Right.
And insomnia, as I recall, was one that you were suffering with bad insomnia.
Yeah, a lot of trouble sleeping, a lot of pain, a lot of fatigue, just lots of generally feeling really bad.
Seems like I remember you saying that that day you came in, which was in the afternoon, into the ministry office, you hadn't gone to sleep until 5:30 that morning.
Right.
I would be a miserable wreck if that was the case. It was amazing you were able to get around as you did as well. And what else seemed to be bothering you, Jackie?
Trouble with depression. Everett, I could go on and on. lots of muscle joint aches, pains, fever on and off.
You had an odd...
Lots of bad headaches.
Headaches?
Migraines.
Wow.
Real bad.
And I recall you mentioning an odd rash that seemed to come out on you when you got out in the sunlight.
Oh, yes. That's right. I forgot that the sun sensitivity was really bad then, and I was so sun sensitive that I couldn't ride in my car for very long, even with tinted glass and sunblock on. I had gotten so sensitive that it was, I just say, almost impossible for me to go outside for any length of time.
Well, I guess it could be said that, Jackie, that you were not a real happy camper.
Well, I was real sick, I'll say that. I was really sick and...
You weren't having a fun time,
no,
is what I'm saying.
No,
so,
not at all.
So, praise God, you came in and we got into the basic ministry and things about the doors that we can open and doors that our ancestors may have opened. All those things, there's 16 doors that we focus on before we get into ministry. And then we went through a prayer of that was designed to close those doors. Takes about 10 minutes to do that prayer. So as we got into ministry, what seemed to happen, Jackie?
Well, we went through several things that I had to just literally give up. And I could really feel as those things were, you know, given up. I felt better. I felt lighter. My spirit felt lighter.
Oh, there was some unforgiveness, wasn't there? So,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, so common with most all of us. If you've been alive a few years, it seems like we've all had plenty of people do us wrong, and yet the scriptures are so clear that if we don't forgive, we'll get turned over to the tormentors,
mm-hmm.
as Jesus said in Matthew 18:34 and 35. And I guess it could be said you were tormented.
Yes, and I have to kind of throw in here that I'm not a person that holds grudges, so I didn't have a lot of areas where I felt like I needed to forgive other people. And I'm pretty forgiving, but I had things in my life that weighed heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was really just, you know, getting rid of things that were hard to handle, you know, hard to bear.
And releasing them over to Jesus.
Right.
Well, as we got then into ministry, did you feel anything or what seemed to go on as we ministered?
Well, we prayed and you laid your hands on me at different points in my body, wherever I felt that I needed to be touched on, my back or my shoulders or whatever.
Actually, I think I was using the Bible to touch.
Yeah,
with.
That's right. That's right. You were.
We always have our Bibles handy.
Pardon?
We always have our Bibles handy, you know. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You were using your Bible. But I think the most dramatic thing for me was I was having a lot of lower back pain. And at the end of the ministry, at the end of the session, you had placed your hand on my lower back, or maybe it was the Bible, and I felt heat. It felt like someone put a really hot heating pad on my lower back, and that heat spread literally up my body. It felt like just becoming extremely flushed, you know, hot all of a sudden. And that was, you know, for me, that was the moment of, gosh, I'm clean.
Wow.
It was just really a miraculous experience.
Jackie, was that when we were addressing the spirit of infirmity or of lupus or just mainly your back?
Well, it was right at the end of our session. I think you were actually praying for me to be filled with the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's what it was, but I had back pain, and that's where you started at, was my lower back.
Uh-huh.
And just literally filled me up.
Praise God.
I mean, my whole body was hot.
The Holy Spirit was doing a work, no doubt.
Yes.
Well, I remember at the end of the session, Jackie, I thought you looked wonderful.
I felt so good. I can't even remember the last time I felt that wonderful. And not just physically well, but spiritually, emotionally, it was great.
Praise God. That's our Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, when did you start seeing changes in your life, Jackie?
Oh, immediately. Since then, there have been a lot of things that we prayed over that have not bothered me. You know, weights that I had carried from different points of my life, that they're gone.
Are you sleeping well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sleeping good.
How about that very night you went home? Did you sleep well then?
Yeah.
I'll bet you were
not,
tired.
Not right when I got home because I was kind of excited. But yeah, sleeping's been great. My rash that I was so sensitive to, I've only had one outbreak. And I feel like I can go anywhere I need to go. I couldn't get under fluorescent lighting. I couldn't, you know, I was limited to when I could drive, how far I could drive, and that doesn't really bother me anymore.
Wow. And you probably learned, like on that rash, if it does try to come back, you can rebuke it in Jesus' name and it'll
right.
go. Yes.
Right.
As the Word tells us, like in James 4:7, He said to resist the devil and he will flee, and that's mm-hmm. what we all find. It's so wonderful having this power in Jesus' name. All of us have it as Christians, and you know, most people just haven't learned about the enemy, you know, and they're just sitting there with their guns in their holsters, so to speak. Well, so your life has turned around, the pain is pretty well gone and all
yep.
that?
Yep, I was having, you know, major joint pain. And, well, I can tell you that at the point that I came in to see you, I was really having feelings and thoughts that I was going to die. I felt that bad. And, you know, I don't even think about that anymore.
Praise
it's
God.
Just, it's gone.
And, of course, we did address spirits of death and mm-hmm. death by lupus and et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And something else is... One of the things that you gave me when I was there was a pamphlet that has everything in it that we talked about, you know, everything that we went through during that ministry, and it's wonderful.
Called
it's got lots of good stuff in it.
The SWAT manual, Spiritual Warfare Attack Team manual,
uh-huh.
that we give out to the teams and also to those that come for ministry.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jackie, how exciting it is. Just keep praising the Lord for what He's done for you. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and that'll build faith in others out there that need this type of ministry.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Well, here on the show with me today, I'd like to welcome Jamie Nichols. Good to have you, Jamie.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you for coming on with me, and let me get some history on you, if I might.
Okay.
When was it you were born again?
I was about 8 years old, so it's been several years ago.
Yes, a few years ago now.
Yes.
And, of course, here you are with a family and all, so yes, it's been a few years.
Yes, it has been.
So you were born again that early and kept growing in the gospel, I take it?
Yes, I did. I was fortunate enough to have just family, you know, Christians in my family, and just, you know, raised in the church, just raised in the Word. So
yes,
I've been very fortunate, very blessed.
That is such a blessing. A blessing indeed.
It is.
Well, how did you happen to learn even about this part of the gospel called deliverance?
Well, really through my family, actually, through part of my family, through my aunt, Linda Savage, through her and through my cousin, Brittany Hoke. I've heard them talk about it for several months, and so I've just been really interested. You know, I've done Bible studies and things on spiritual warfare and things like that, so I was familiar with that. But as far as deliverance, I mean, I was very interested when they first started kind of talking to me about it. I was extremely interested in it and wanted to find out more.
So did you finally come to one of our meetings that we have at Deliverance Ministry?
Yes, I did. I came to a meeting on Monday night, and once I heard all the information, I just knew. I mean, I couldn't wait to do it.
And did you get ministry yourself that evening?
Not that evening. A few days later, I did.
Uh-huh. Well, during the teaching, of course, what we do there on Monday night is a kind of an explanation of... and why this works of Jesus is so practical to believers today,
mm-hmm.
that nothing's disappeared in the gospel. It's all still here, still happening. As the Word says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word shall not pass away. So, yes, here it is,
mm-hmm.
and performing itself as Christians speak it and do it. Well, so when you were ministered to... you had probably already figured out some suspects, Jamie.
I did. I kind of went in there knowing, you know, kind of knowing a few things, kind of just some suspects, and...
It seems a person will so typically know these spirits, at least be suspicious about them,
right,
simply by the problems going on in a person's life, and the more overboard or tormenting something is, the more suspicious it is. That's kind of the way we go at it, so you worked up a few suspects.
I did. I knew kind of going into some things, and after, you know, hearing the information, hearing all about it on, you know, Monday evening, that even kind of shows you even more, you know, going through the door closing prayer and everything. And, you know, one of the big things I had been struggling with, and it had not dawned on me that it was really, that it could be the enemy, was migraine headaches.
Yes.
And so for about 10 years. And so that was...
How many years?
Not until that evening did it dawn on me that it could be the enemy.
How many years had it bothered you?
About 10 years.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what happened when we got into ministry, Jamie?
Well, kind of just really as we started talking and I kind of visited and shared with you that I thought migraines were, you know, this was something that we needed to kind of look at. It was just amazing. Once we got in there and we started going through everything and praying, it's just amazing just the way that I felt. Just
did
free.
You feel anything going on or coming out?
I did. More kind of, it was kind of hard for me to breathe. My chest just felt really tight, kind of a burn in my stomach, and I'd feel it kind of go up through my chest.
And then finally come out?
Uh-huh.
So
yes.
you knew you had some on the run.
Yes, I did. I definitely did.
That's kind of nice in a way because, you know, if you didn't, and some people do not feel things happening. We find out they're just as free later, but it's kind of nice. Most people do feel something, and and then when they feel it go, you kind of know you got one. You know?
It does make you feel good to know, oh, good, that one's even.
Right. Kind of like chasing rabbits.
That's right.
Well, what all then finally happened? You got quite a few out, did you?
Yes, we did. Quite a few came out, and it was very easy, you know, very. I was surprised at how easy that it was. And
you kept feeling better?
I did. I, you know, really halfway through it, I thought, well, if I got up and left now, I'd feel great. I mean, you know, it was going really well. By the time I left there, I don't know any other way to describe it, but just I felt lighter. And over the really couple weeks after, I could even really see, you know, I could see really where the Lord, where things had really been broken off.
Were there some other areas that were addressed that you're comfortable in sharing?
Gosh, yes. Let me try and think. Probably another thing I really kind of had a little bit of problem with, kind of anxiety and a little bit of problems with sleeping. I seemed like I was exhausted all the time and anxious, and really I just have not had any of those problems.
Wonderful.
At all.
How long has it been now, Jamie?
It's been about a month, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe longer. I'm not sure. I think it's been about 4 or 5 weeks, but it's just been amazing. I have not had any migraine headaches, and I was getting those weekly.
Wow.
And they were horrible. I mean, I couldn't really, I have two small children, and I couldn't really take care of them when I would get one. And we couldn't find any medication that would really work, and I've not had any, not one migraine headache. And that's just, I mean, praise the Lord, that's a miracle.
Amen. Well, Jamie, did you figure out some doors maybe, or some routes that might have allowed even the migraine to operate? Did anything come to you there?
Well, you know, it was kind of hard to figure out exactly. I knew that they had started in college. My parents had gone through divorce. But, you know, so many people are in that same situation. Kind of some family things. So really mainly some family issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of where we saw maybe, you know, I had just kind of opened the door. And really, they just every year they were getting a little bit worse.
Was there some unforgiveness involved that you were able to clear out?
Yes, there was some unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And once I forgave, you know, did that, it was just, it's just amazing. I really feel set free.
Well, that's, you know, we found there are so often routes, doors of some sort that have opened. Sometimes they're generational doors that need to be closed to, that is, cancel the legal rights these spirits may have to be there. But once we deal with that, then the actual ministry part is pretty easy.
Right.
And that makes all the difference in the world. If we just jumped in on the spirits, it's a whole other ball game, and that's where I started back in 1978, and we've learned, of course, as we've gone along through the years and gotten better and better at closing these doors and canceling those legal rights the other side is using. Well, that's pretty exciting, Jamie. Are you able to kind of tell others now about the reality of this Works of Jesus?
Oh, yes.
Deliverance area?
Yes. I mean, I can't. I love telling people, you know, this is, you've got to do this. This is, you know, everyone needs to do this. It's just amazing.
It does seem, while Christians, of course, cannot be possessed in their spirits, we sure can be bothered in the body area and also the soul area, being tormented and harassed to varying degrees. It's that's what's going on, and Christians seem to even be targets.
Mm-hmm.
So many think Christians are immune. I wish that was the case.
Me too.
It's the other way around. We are the targets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jamie, do you think churches are starting to get hold of this more now and use it?
I do. I mean, I really do. I think that people are really realizing, you know, what's going on, you know, and that our war is not, you know, with things we can see.
And not against flesh and blood,
right,
like Paul warned us. It's just that we kind of, I guess it's natural, since we walk around in a fleshy vehicle, it's natural to think it's flesh and blood first. I notice I have the same tendency, and I have to keep renewing my mind to this thinking,
mm-hmm,
in order to pursue the answers.
Right.
But if we can figure out who the real enemy is, praise God, then we can deal with it and get free.
Yes.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing what Jesus has done in your life.
Well, I'm happy to. I'm glad just to tell everyone that, you know, it's just amazing, really, what you're doing there, the deliverance ministry. It is amazing. It is setting people free.
It's exciting, and it's high adventure.
It is. I believe that.
Jamie Nichols, thank you again, and God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Well, here on the program today is someone that is doing the works of Jesus like this. I'd like to welcome Lisa Lee in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Everett.
Thank you for coming on the show with me, and how exciting it's been to find out about this part of the gospel. Amen?
Oh, absolutely.
Who would have thought that that God would actually use us like this, just normal believers, and seeing the power move and to set the captives free, to see healings come forth, seeing the works of Jesus truly coming to pass. Who would have thought all that?
Oh, it's just absolutely incredible. It's just incredible.
Lisa, I know you were born again some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was it?
I was 5 years old.
Oh.
Well, my mother led me to the Lord when I was just five, and of course I've been, you know, in church and trying to serve Jesus as the best of my ability, you know, ever since.
Oh, yeah. And how about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues?
I got that about 12 years ago. Finally realized I really needed that, and which of course I did, and so that's about how long it's been, about 12 years.
Well, you're rather well seasoned, I would say, Lisa, as it goes. You've got a few years working there in the fullness of the gospel.
Well, I have, but I tell you what, Everett, until I saw what you're doing at Deliverance Ministries, I have seen a lot of things. I mean, I love to go to conferences and I see things, and I've seen some just spectacular miracles, but the consistency of miracles and healings and people getting set free that we see every night at Deliverance Ministries, I've never seen this before in my life.
Well, how long ago was it that you heard about Deliverance Ministries and came over here to Oklahoma City on a Monday night?
Well, I came for myself about a year ago, and I really got set free from just a lot of stuff. And then I just kind of rocked on for like another year, and when my son was just having some real problems, and he had strayed from the Lord and had just gotten into things that he shouldn't have, and he was just having some problems and was actually looking for an exorcist because he was having things just torn up, his vehicles and different things happen around his house. And I said, well, I don't know an exorcist, but I know Everett Cox, and I think he can help you. So that's what got us over your way just this last fall.
And did he get some freedom?
Oh, my goodness. his life was so dramatically changed. In one evening, he was set free from drugs, from alcohol. The spirit was actually harassing him, was a destroyer spirit that was just tearing up his vehicles. He had actually torn up either blown an engine or transmission or something on three vehicles in 1 week. So that's what got him coming your way. And he's a totally changed person.
Hallelujah. And you know, as bizarre as all that sounds, I remember it's been quite a few years ago, I was ministering to a man one time, and this demon started talking through him, and it said its assignment was to destroy the parts on his car.
So, oh my gosh.
You know, I that's why today I say I'm not surprised at anything. There's a lot more going on from the satanic realm than any of us has suspected. That's obviously clear.
Absolutely.
But when we can find those kind of things out, praise God, who has the greater power?
Absolutely.
We do, in Jesus' name. We can cancel all that and blow it away. And that's apparently what happened with your son. Well, what went on next then, Lisa?
Well, there was such a change in his life. Well, his wife decided that she wanted to come for deliverance. And so I picked her up. She lives down in Seminole County. I picked her up and dropped her off on that day. And that was one night that I didn't stay. And later on that evening, I get a call, and my son and my daughter-in-law, they are just laughing and crying at the same time and just saying, thank you, Jesus, and praise you, Jesus. And I'm thinking, what is going on? I couldn't even get my son. He could not even stop praising Jesus enough to tell me what happened. So I said, put Melissa on the phone. And she was healed just spectacularly and miraculously that evening that she went to deliverance of a neck that had been severely broken. All the vertebrae were either cracked or broken in her neck about 2.5 years ago. When it healed, it fused her neck together. She couldn't turn her head left or right, up or down, except just maybe a teeny tiny bit, and the pain associated with that was just debilitating.
There was even a floating piece of bone, wasn't there, affecting the nerves or something?
Yes, there was a bone chip that had come off the most damaged vertebrae, and it was just kind of out there, and it wasn't attached to the vertebrae at all. I mean, it was just a kind of a triangle chip that was just floating. It was in a bunch of nerve endings, and
the X-ray showed that.
Yes, it showed it. So it was unbelievable. It showed it floating around. And then the X-rays that we had taken after she had gone through deliverance and had, you know, been prayed for healing, that chip goes right back where it belongs, and it's just, and you could kind of see a little fine line where it had been detached, and it went back on. Jesus just healed it, so it went back on, and it's not floating around anymore. It grew back.
Amen. Well, that it's everybody praises the Lord for those kind of miracles, amen.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Well, it's just changed their lives. It's totally changed their lives. They had, you know, she had no hope. She had no hope for ever having a normal life. As a matter of fact, her surgeons had told her that eventually her head would just drop down onto her chest because there was no muscle tone there, and it was just such her neck was so severely damaged, which that's just a horrible future for a girl that's 24 years old.
Oh yes, and she went through the process, which we found to be such an integral part of getting to the goal line in so many areas, including healing, the unforgiveness, getting those doors shut that we might have opened, generational stuff broken off, and various curses and things that we take people through before ministry. And then when the team got with her, they took her through, and she even felt spirits coming out, didn't she?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. She just felt stuff leaving, and as the night wore on, she was just got freer and freer, and these chains of bondage just got broken off, and they were just going away. And she's just she was at the same time, or maybe a week later, got the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and just is praising the Lord and praying in the Spirit, and her life is so totally changed.
And she was healed instantly that night. I mean, when they laid hands on her finally at the end of the deliverance session and spoke healing, here it came.
Yes, and Mark, my son Mark, was there while she was being ministered to, and he saw her head move, and of course it was wild after that, because he realized, you know, something, of course a miracle had happened, because she hadn't been able to turn her head for 2.5 years. And so evidently it got quite interesting at that point whenever she was just instantly healed. She just felt warmth on her neck, and of course the Lord was just working there. And then her head was free. It just totally healed. Jesus
awesome.
Well,
that's our Jesus.
Absolutely.
Setting the people free and healing them. Now, Lisa, you getting so excited, you started finding out that even you could do this kind of ministry, haven't you?
Well, that is really was a real surprise to me. Because it wasn't anything that I ever thought about doing myself. My goal was to take as many people to you and your team and get them delivered. I just couldn't see myself doing that. But as it turned out, it's just,
Well, you kept learning and coming over from Tulsa on Monday nights and learning with us, setting in with us and all. And then the evening came when you did your first one.
That's right. I was really nervous about it, but it just went exactly like I had seen, many other ones go, and a fellow, just a sweet guy, got just totally set free from a bunch of stuff that shouldn't have been on him in the first place.
Well, he's a strong Christian, wasn't he? And
yeah, spiritual Christian, just the neatest person you'd ever want to meet.
But he
just
felt the evil spirits coming out, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah,
all of them.
Coughed or something?
He coughed on everyone, so it was like, that was great, because, that doesn't always happen. But everything coughed, and it's like, okay, we know that's gone, and we just go on to the next one or the next batch or whatever.
The Bible tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word shall not pass away. And Jesus said in John 14:12, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And here you are, Lisa, doing the works of Jesus. How exciting.
Well, it was the most incredible thing I have ever done in my life. It happened because, you kept encouraging me, although I wasn't very susceptible to the encouragement, because I'm thinking, no, I can't, I just can't do this. But then, you would be short-handed, and, it's like, come on, Lisa. But I guess the night that I helped my first person through deliverance, my friend was there, but we're prayer partners, and so she's like, okay, I'm going to be praying, and so we can do this. So, and we did. I was just like, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
I can't believe it.
And you really helped the guy.
It's so awesome to hear back. I mean, that is the most incredible thing, is hearing back from people that you worked with, and this is one night, and they actually, got healed and are free from all this bondage.
And you knew he had to be better. I mean, if a person, and he probably had, what, 36 demons? That's usually typical.
Oh, probably about that. And this is the thing that was so neat, though, as we were going through the deliverance, pain that he had, like in his hands and knees and back, it started leaving, even though we were just addressing just the regular group of demons and stuff. And when we got through, he jumps up and goes, I'm going to start jogging again. I'm going to start running again. He felt so good. I'm like, well, yeah, way to go, Jesus. This is so great. So he was just really, happy, and he felt good. And, he had a hope for other people that actually, he had come just seeking some information for other people. And he has a hope he never had before. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen happen in my life. And we know it's supposed to happen. We read about it. We know that, like you said, the Word of God is the truth, and it's supposed to happen, but my God.
Well, Lisa Lee of Tulsa, Oklahoma, thank you so much for being on the program. Here on the program today, I'd like to welcome Paige Corey. Good to have you, Paige.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Great to have you on the show, Paige. And I know you've been on kind of a fast track.
Yes I have.
It's first, let me get some background on you. When were you born again?
I was first born again when I was 7, in a little Methodist church in Oklahoma City. My dad and I both did it on the same day. So that was a blessing.
Yeah.
And then as I became older, when I was 18, I really started serving the Lord fully.
And when did you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues?
When I was 18.
Okay. Well, you're a fairly seasoned, spirit-filled Christian, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, as time went on, how did you happen to learn about this works of Jesus that we're told so clearly to do, and found out about it? How'd that happen?
I had been through a marriage that was pretty tumultuous, and had kind of fallen away from the Lord. I hadn't been in church for about 12 years, and when I split up with my husband, it was just something that really, you know, I decided that it was time. I didn't think that I could do it without God. And so I turned to the Lord again, as some of us do fall away from time to time. And I just started really seeking Him. And one day my friend called me, and I had been going to City Church. And she asked me, she had heard about your ministry and asked me if I would go with her. And sit with her while she went through deliverance, and I said, sure, you know, God had been telling me to visit you and see what you were doing, and I just had not been real obedient in that, and so I guess He just had my friend kind of get me there, and once we got there, I decided that it was probably something I needed to do too. And,
so you wound up raising your hand when I asked who would ministry tonight.
Yes, I did. Didn't expect it, but yes, I did. I was ready to fully do everything that I needed to serve Him. So I raised my hand and was willing, yes.
Well, what happened? I put you with a team leader, and we had already gone through the preparation part and
mm-hmm.
teaching.
Yes.
When you got into ministry, what seemed to go on?
Just amazing things. I started seeing people just completely set free. You know,
with yourself that evening.
That evening, yeah. I sat down and filled out a paper, and everything that had gone through had really. You know, I had dealt with depression since the age of 12. There was some drug abuse in my teenage years that I had dealt with. In my high school years, I dealt with anorexia and bulimia. I just had a really, really rough time from the age of 10 on, and never quite knew why, you know. And as we sat down and started praying, there was a spirit of witchcraft that manifested itself. And it had come through a generational line from 13 generations back.
You mean it actually talked through you?
Yes, it did.
Uh-huh.
And it was on my mother's side. And so it was able to give a lot of information about the things that had gone on. I had some satanic assignments, which would have been the depression that came on me at the age of 10. And so I was able to be set free of that. And just a lot of things that had really, Satan had really, you know, tried to keep a hold on my life. And that night I was completely set free.
Praise God.
I hadn't felt that way since I was about 7. And when I walked out of there, it was, if I had known I could do that, you know, 15 years ago, then... I would have been there.
We've often said, Paige, that if people really knew what went on at City Church downstairs on Monday nights, they would be lined out in the street saying, "Let me in."
And that is the truth. I really had no idea that Jesus actually did, when it says set the captives free, that He, you know, that is so true. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I felt 10 times lighter. I was actually able to have a relationship with my family again that had no kind of turmoil. There were relationships with my friends that I was able to be around again. I had no depression. My daughter has been healed since then of rheumatoid arthritis.
Praise God.
And I believe it's all been through my deliverance that this has happened.
Wow. Who ministered to you that when you came?
It was you, Everett.
Okay. Well, I couldn't remember for sure. It seemed like I might have, but how long ago has that been now?
It's been a while. I think it was back in July.
Uh-huh. Back in July?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it's so exciting to hear how you got the overhaul, and that's what it's all about for all of us. I mean, it'd be a rare person, it seems to me, that doesn't need this type of ministry. Christians being the targets that we are, some people have thought that Christians were immune, but in reality, we are the targets. If you're on Satan's side, who would you shoot at, you know?
That's right.
It'd be us. And not that we can be possessed, but we certainly can be bothered in the body areas, our spirits being secure in Jesus,
and
the soulish areas being affected, you know, tormented in various ways. And that's certainly what you experienced. They obviously were inside. If they were talking through you, probably felt some of them come out as well, I imagine.
Yes, I felt every single one of them. It was it was quite an experience, and what a blessing, you know. And Satan had, he had a definite hold on me, and he was definitely trying to still kill and destroy my life.
Yeah. Well,
and
you know, you have gifts and talents, obviously, just as all of us do.
Yeah.
And the other side wants to block our lives so we can't use those.
And
accordingly block our ministries. And that's what's happening with a lot of the body of Christ, sad as that is. And when the answers are right under our noses.
Amen.
And it wasn't hard to do, was it?
No, not at all.
I mean, it wasn't that big a deal.
No.
To set through a few hours of, you know, in ministry and preparation, and then get that overhaul. Paige, as you got free, what's happened since then?
Well, my little sister has been set free. My ex-husband and his mother and his sister have all come for ministry and been through deliverance. And like I said, my daughter has been healed of rheumatoid arthritis. At the age of 10, she suffered from it for 3 years, and God has miraculously healed her.
Praise God.
And I've been able to join the ministry as well and been able to help others. You know, when I left there, that was one of the things I thought is, I've got to help other people find this. This is just, it's too amazing and too awesome and wonderful to not share. And so I share with everybody I can my story and hope that others come and seek it, you know. There is awesome freedom in Jesus.
Amen. And, you know, that's not unusual, Paige, is when people get set free, they just kind of automatically have a compassion for the hurting people around them, because they look around them and they see these people, and they've been through getting that freedom and saw it work, and they can't help but have a compassion to want to help them some way in this type of ministry. And that's where you find yourself, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you've been ministering quite a few months now, Paige. Have you been seeing some exciting things happen?
Amazing things. Marriage is restored. People set free of alcohol and drugs, of years of depression, even of nicotine habits. You know, these are all things that can have a hold of our lives that keep us from fully serving God.
Yes. Did you ever think that the Lord would use you like this?
No. No, not at all.
And you're a good team leader. You're really doing well. And,
well, thank you.
And of course,
it's all Jesus. It's all about
Him.
It
is, but you have to yield as a vessel for it to happen. But it is normal Christianity. It's for all Christians to do if they just would.
That's right.
It does not take a special gift of some kind. It is normal Christianity.
No, you know, Jesus called us all to this ministry. He said that we were all given the authority to trample out demons and to step on scorpions, and that's what we do there Monday night. So.
Amen. Well, normally it's about a dozen people that we minister to there, and this last Monday we did 13, and you were one of the ministers there, Paige.
Yes.
And it was a great evening. We had a minister for each person, and just saw people leave with wonderful smiles. The lady I happen to work with, her face changed. She looked so different. I had her go look in the mirror.
Amen.
People look younger and all that kind of thing when they leave. It's
just
awesome to imagine. Well, Paige Corey, thank you so much on sharing on what Jesus is doing in your life.
It's wonderful to share, Everett. Thank you.
For Deliverance Ministries, I'm Everett Cox.